the common man, for the common man. It's Barstool Radio.
Bobby, what do you got?
Hey, big KFC fan. Fuck you, Dave.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
You're entitled to your opinion, Bobby.
It's a great opinion. It's a great opinion to have.
This is America.
Frankie, great opinion of the day noise.
KFC, I was wondering, have you seen Noah Syndergaard delete all of his pictures on Instagram with his ex-girlfriend?
Yep. Your boy Noah is officially back on the market.
Yeah, which, one, awesome. Yep. New York City chicks, watch out. Two, which leads me to my question, who do you think is the New York athlete who could run the town kind of like the way Jeter did?
Carlo.
Harvey's old news.
Carlo. No-brainer, Carlo.
It's got to be now. I mean,
it's Carlo City. He's good-looking guy. He's the richest guy. He's the biggest dick on like the block right now. It's his city.
I think Kristaps can give him a run for his money. I think Kristaps is very beloved here. I don't know if like girls are gonna like a 7 foot
girl
Lithuanian
question,
guy.
Right?
Yeah,
that's the problem.
I mean, that's not that's.
I think Kristaps is going to fuck plenty of girls. I don't think he's going to be.
There's
like,
not one girl in the. I think
if you give him a choice between a normal looking guy and a 7 foot Latin,
I have a chance versus a girl in a bar versus Kristaps.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know about me, Bobby. You dick fuck. What makes you a star? You came in talking about KFC. No girl wants to date a 7'9" fucking freak.
You're right. But I mean, you are admittedly like you say you don't even know what you're doing when it comes to girls. I think Kristaps is going to be a very electric dude. I feel like he's got like a personality on him. I think he's got swagger. I think he's like,
and he's going to get 25 sticks a year, and then when he signs his new contract.
I agree with what you're saying. I know what you mean. Girls are not like swooning to a 7 foot tall, lanky,
weird looking Latvian dude. I think I could.
Let me say this. I think they are. I think there will be girls who do.
For sure.
I think there are plenty of girls who won't because of that as well. So, yes, a normal looking guy like Giancarlo
Stanton. Like Giancarlo Stanton has first, second, through 100th pick at the bar. I think fucking Kristaps may have to work a little bit. I think Kristaps may have to bring his lunch pail and fucking go. And I think, like, when he's talking his broken English and I'm speaking fluent.
Kristaps is assimilated, like, completely at this point. He's walking around with, like, a New York accent. It's actually pretty funny. I think that I totally get what you're saying. From
put that
a,
up.
From
would
a point
of, rather bang me or Kristaps?
No problem. Yeah,
that'll be fun.
I think I'm 20 to 30%. I'm not. Like, it's 100-0
for
Giancarlo.
Right. Correct.
It's 100-0 for fucking a lot of guys.
I think Porzingis has.
Syndergaard, 100-0.
Where's Odell on this? Is he like top five?
Is he
Odell Beckham?
Yeah.
He may be fucking everybody. Taking down guys, girls, everybody.
Yeah.
With the dudes, he's top Allegedly. One.
He might be like Oberyn from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like everybody gets fucked everywhere. Yeah. It's like Lenny Kravitz Allegedly. Shit.
So he might be one just off that.
See, I was so in tune with like Boston and like every pretty girl because of us and all of them. Every pretty girl I knew fucked Edelman. They fucked Sagan. They fuck Gronk, all of them.
It was just like a check. Like, yep. You want to be a hot girl like in the scene of Boston?
Yep.
These are like your
three entry
points.
Yep.
We'll talk about what Jeter did when we come back after the break. Dave was just singing along the lyrics, singing Friday.
Well, I don't go. Some guys work. I'm not used. I didn't.
You don't.
Know
you don't go up on a Tuesday. You only go
I
up
go
on
up
a Friday.
On weekends.
You only go up on Fridays. You're not about that life.
Yeah, and I just assumed if a club's going out, then it's going out on a Friday, and all the kids went out on Tuesdays like that.
Mm-hmm. Going up on a Tuesday.
Shit.
It's Tuesday. We're wrapping up last segment of the day.
Big news. We have the Rough and Rowdy press conference, the official R&R1 press conference live.
Is this a weigh-in or just a press conference?
Press conference. Weigh-in is Thursday night in West Virginia. Today is the press conference.
Okay.
So
Q&A.
It'll be on Facebook Live. It'll be on Twitter Live. You can follow along. You can write in your questions. The Barstool staff will be the media. The cost of the entire event is $9.99.
What are you going to get for $9.99, Dave?
You get like
60 fights.
You get commentary like this. I'm going to send this to, maybe I can even play it right into the, see if this is loud.
Frankie.
Evaluations. Oh, my. Oh, my. A little shaky shake. A little shaky shake for the boys. This ring girl. How do I say this gently? Has no business in this ring. There, I said it.
So there's I mean,
that was as nice as it got with some of the Ring Girl commentary. Was,
I forgot about the Ring Girl commentary.
The New York Zero was the meanest thing I've ever heard.
Little Shaky Shake. I haven't heard this commentary yet. There's clips behind
this
it.
Dave. This action is fast and furious. Headbutt. Tasting leather. He's against the ropes. White Beater is hurt. He's getting spun around like a dreidel. His arms look like they weigh 200 pounds each. And he went for a ride. Wow, he's off balance 24-7. Those are some hammer shots. I never see anything like this guy.
The genuine laughter is incredible.
Just throws giant haymakers. And misses by the entire length of the fucking mat. He misses by more air than anybody I've seen. He stumbles across the ring. and then he walks into a haymaker every time.
That guy was amazing.
Every time this guy, somebody tell this guy. His nose is bloody. He's got broken nose. It's not funny. It's over.
It all started to come back to me as we heard the audio. That fight, that guy literally swing, miss, walk into a punch. Swing, miss, walk into
he
a punch.
He would throw
over again.
Slowest looping punches, and he'd lose his balance and stumble directly into a fist in his face. And it would happen like 10 times in a row. That's why when I said, somebody tell this guy, like, tell him to stop it. It's like, we're watching what this guy's doing. I remember, Frankie, you on the apron, we had tears in our eyes.
I generally couldn't breathe. I don't even know how I was holding the camera. I was laughing that hard. I was crying.
He just kept doing it.
Because I had your audio in my head. In my headphones, so I was like listening to you saying he's gonna take another swing and he's gonna get countered right in the jaw. I'm like, he's not gonna do it. He does it, and like it's just such pure, like it's so pure. It's honestly the purest thing ever.
That telecast, that call reminded me of like the scene in Tin Cup where like somebody tell this guy can just take a drop. Like he keeps like
you don't have to keep
doing
it.
He doesn't have to keep doing it from there. That's what I felt like. See, there's no rule that says you have to lead with a wild haymaker. Literally stumble, and just get whacked right in the face. And he just kept doing it over and over. It's like we're calling it. It's like he's not going to do it again. And he'd do it again. They were slow motion haymakers that he just loses balance.
That promo, listen, the grudge match is going to be awesome. The bum fights, the hillbillies are going to be awesome. The commentary that you provide, and with Pete in the mix this time, like more officially, that should get the stoolies fired up more than anything, because it is so fucking funny when Dave is doing his mogul condescending bullshit to these hillbillies who are either ugly or unemployed or getting beat up or all three. It is unbelievable.
I mean, I wanted to get the hell out of there last time. I was like, Frankie, we got to get the fuck out of here, but in case anyone's listening to this telecast.
So disrespectful.
The switch from Dave's like disrespectful, like million miles an hour, to Pete's like one word, like drop-ins, kill me.
I mean, that right there.
Kill me.
Like, you were literally like belly laughing and then being like, his nose is broken. It's not funny. It's not funny. Stop laughing. It's not funny. There will be blood one. Hank versus Tex with the Presidente commentary.
Tasting leather. He's against the ropes. White Beater is hurt. He's getting spun around like a dreidel. His arms look like they weigh 200 pounds each. He went for a ride. Oh, he's off balance 24-7. Those are some hammer shots. I never see anything like this guy. That guy just throws giant haymakers. And misses by the entire length of the fucking mat. He misses by more air than anybody I've seen. He stumbles across the ring. and then he walks into a haymaker every time. Every time this guy. Somebody tell this guy. His nose is bloody broken.
I mean, watching the highlights, it's insane that nobody told him his punches was. It just, somebody has to tell this guy.
The press conference tonight, 4:30 on Facebook Live on the Barstool Sports Facebook page. They'll be talking to both the fighters from There Will Be Blood 1, Rough and Rowdy. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place.